Let's start Spitz Chanukah. Ve'amru Mai Chanukah. The Marak what's a Gemara Shabbos. Mai Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Mai Chanukah. Ever the Gemara. Rashi says, what's the Gemara asking Mai Chanukah? Everyone knows what Chanukah is. What's the Gemara asking Mai Chanukah? Rashi says, Mai Chanukah is which nation they were Kaveya. Because there were two Nisim, there was the Nis of the Pachashemin, and there was the Nis of the Mahama. So the Gemara is saying, my Chanukah, what's Chanukah? The Gemara is saying, you know, what's the Iker Nis that they were Kaveh the Yom Tov? That's how Rashi learned from the Gemara. My Chanukah. The Tana Rabbanan taught us, the Chavei B'Kislev, Yumi the Chanukah, Tam Neninim, starting from the 25th day of Kislev, there's 8 days of Chanukah, the Lemispid behind eulogies are not held during Chanukah. Like the Migzabon Tainas, one doesn't fast during Chanukah. Why? Shechshenichtas Yivanim Beheichol, the Yivanim, the Greeks came into the Heichol, Timukol Hashmanash Beheichol. So does it. They defiled all the oil in the Heichol. And the Gemara said that's the only thing that the Gemara tells us from all the things that the Yevanim did. They did a lot more things. But the Gemara says they went into the Eichel and they were metam in oil. There's a lot of other things, and they're not mentioned. Shagavra, Yad, Malchus, Beis Kashman, right? When the Malchus, the monarchy, the royalty of Beis Kashmonayim became powerful. And it's from Mitzmashma from the Gemara that they were legitimate Malchus. Malchus Beis Kashmonayim. There's actually a Machlokes Rishonim whether they were legitimate Malchus. The Ramban Shita is it was okay for them to do what they did. They saved Klal Yisrael, and while they were saving Klal Yisrael, they probably had to adopt certain powers in order to do what they did. But afterwards, they should have just given it up, you know, to create a Malchus. The Malchus belongs to Shevet Yehuda, through David HaMelech, and the Chashmonaim were Kehanim. So Ramban says they stole the Malchus from Shevet Yehuda. And Zakhtar Ramban, that's why every single member of Beis Kashmonayim died an untimely end. They died in battle, they just killed out. The entire, and then the end, whoever was left, was wiped out by Hurdus. The Kashmonayim had an Eved, his name was Hurdus. He was an Eved Kanani, and he rebelled against his master, killed out all the Kashmonayim. So every last Kashmonai was wiped out. And the Ramban says, why is that? Because the Torah says, La'yasar shevet mi'Yehuda v'machaykik mi'ben raglov, that Yehuda is a melech, not the Kehanim. So they all died. That's the Ramban Shita. The way my Rebbe, Rabbi Isaac Osborne, used to say, that there's a din of v'heshev v'zagzele shagazal. That there's a balance in creation. If a gazan steals something, and the bialim is separated from something because of exela, so then it has to be returned. There has to be a restoration process. And the Rebbe said there's two ways to do that. You could either take the chafetz away from the gazan. The Bereshim will work it out, that the Chavit is taken away from the Gazan, and will find its way back to the Bailam. Or you take the Bailam away from the Chavit. So the Chashmonaim, they refused to give up the Malchus. They took something which wasn't theirs. They refused to give up the Malchus. But the Hashem doesn't allow things to remain by the Ganef. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Chashmonaim away from the Malchus. He was explaining why they had to die. They had to die because they they held on to the Malchus to the point that the only way to get it back would be for them to die. So he was explaining they didn't die because they were Chayav Misa. Why should they be Chayav Misa? It's a Leisa say. It says, L'yasa Shevet Mehuda, don't take away the monarchy from Shevet Yehuda. It's a Leisa say. The punishment for a Leisa say is Malchus. So why do they have to die? It's because they were so determined to hold on to it that the only way for the Malchus Beis David to get it back would be to kill them, so he killed them in order that the Malchus should go back to Shevet Yehuda. So they didn't die because they were Chayiv Misa, they died because that's the only way for the Malchus to go back. The Rambam Shita, the Rambam, when in Hilchos Chanukah, he says that the Fratzkub, he says, Chazur Malchus to Yisrael. That the Malchus returned to Klai Yisrael for a short period. At the end of Churban Bayis Rishon, there was no Malchus in Klai Yisrael. And for many years, hundreds of years, there was no Malchus. And towards the end of Bayis Sheni, which is between 400 and 500 years later, the Rambam says, Chazra Malchus Yisrael. The Rambam writes, it's a good thing. Chazra Malchus Yisrael. And if the Chashmonaim are Ganavim, then the Rambam would never write Chazra Malchus Yisrael. So it's mashma from the Rambam that they were right in doing what they did, and it was a good thing. And they died. If they died, it was for another reason. It wasn't because of that. So in any case, the Gemara, Lashon Gemara is Gavra Malchus Beis Chashmonaim and Itzchum. So the Gemara calls it a Malchus. Batkuv leimatza lepakech shal shemen sheimunach b'chaisam shal kain gadol. Because the Yavanim, they were metame all the oil. So they found one little jug of oil that the Yavanim weren't metame. It was hidden. And it had like a seal. And there was an imprint on the seal of the ring of the Kohen Gadol. And it had a KG on it, Kohen Gadol, something, the Kohen Gadol signet ring. So they were able to tell that the Yavanim didn't touch it. And they found one jug of oil. There was enough to light one day. They lit from it 8 days. That was that year. So the first year there was no Hanukkah. There was no Hanukkah in the first year. The Shana Acheres, the next year, Kavim Ches Yamin Bahala Baida, the Chazal. Chazal, they were Kaveya Yamtif for 8 days, Bahala. We say Halal Shalom every single day. The Baida, Haida is Al Nisim. We sing songs during Hanukkah and we're Meshabek to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say Kedei L'Haydeis L'Hal L'Shem Chagadol. When we light the licht. The Hal Abayda. So it's interesting because the Zechi of Hal, Zechi of Vaida, it doesn't say Zechi of Mishnah V'Simcha. The Rekaveh Hal, the Rekaveh Haida, but it doesn't say it's a Yom Tov, it doesn't say there's Mishnah, it doesn't say V'Simcha, and that's why the Pais can bring down that there's not necessarily a Chi of Suda on Hanukkah. On Purim, the Rekaveh Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, there's a Chi of Suda on Purim. And that's one of the mitzvahs Hayayim is to eat a Suda. If someone doesn't need a suda, they're not yet to the mitzvah of Purim. There's the four mitzvahs. But a Chanukah, the chiyuv is halal b'ida, it doesn't say anything about it. The Rama writes that even though there's no chiyuv suda on Chanukah, but since on Chaf Hei Kislev, in the Midbar, they finished building the Mishkan, the Chaf Hei Kislev is a chashivas of Chanukas HaMishkan. Because they finished the Mishnah of Chaf Hei. So there's a shtickle simcha to the day. So even though there's no chiyuv to have a suda because of what happened in the times of the Chashmonaim, there's a chiyuv to have a suda, a miktzas chiyuv, because they finished the Mishkan on Chaf Hei Kislev so many, many years earlier. So he says, because of that, so therefore you should be kaveh a suda during Hanukkah, but since it's not clear whether there's a din suda's mitzvah or not, because they weren't mesaken the mitzvah chiyuv to make the suda, so even though there's a seba for it because they finished the mishkan, but it's not necessarily a suda's mitzvah. So he says that if you're mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're meidet HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zmiris and tishpachayis, that means you sing Hashem's praises and you medab meidet HaTorah, then the suda gets a din to this mitzvah. So it comes up by Hanukkah, since there's no din to this mitzvah, because there's no takanim for rashis to make one, but enough things happen on that day that it warrants doing it, so we make a suda and we make it into a suda's mitzvah. So when you say the b'Torah by the Hanukkah receiver and we sing, so then we're doing two things. Number one is we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're learning Torah, and number two is we're making the Suda. Everything we eat from that Suda is a Suda's mitzvah because we sing. There's a similar halacha by Masi is Bitulam Ovitz. If somebody's daughter marries a Talmud Chacham and they make a Suda to celebrate the nuptials of someone's daughter to a Talmud Chacham, so in the Suda's a Suda's mitzvah, because you're celebrating Bas Pliny Lepliny, you're celebrating the marriage of your daughter to Talmud Chacham, so the Suda is a Suda's mitzvah. But if someone's daughter Nebuch is planning on marrying an Amoritz, so it's not a Suda's mitzvah, so you're making a whole Suda, it's not even a mitzvah to eat, all you're doing is, it's just food. So how do you elevate that Suda? So the same thing, he says, Mirish and Tishbachayis and Divritaira, and then the Suda becomes a Suda's mitzvah, even though he's namarat. It's grada. I once heard from my brother-in-law that you could, based on this, you could understand the minig that we hack up the chasen in the middle of his drasha. Like there's a vart, there's a shavabrach, the chasen says teira. So it's a minig by Klai Yisrael, it's a minig. Did they hack the chasen up? So he said, they hack the chasen up. Well,
interrupt him?
Interrupt him. It's called hacking him up. Mm-hmm. You don't interrupt him, you hack him up. You know, he starts saying, you go, Ajishama, you know. Then you stop, he says a little bit more. And you hack him up. So rather, it's a pretty universal minute. And there's different reasons for it. But in Tal Yeshiva, Rabbi Eliyahu Meir Block, Zichron Levracha, held that it's a bizarre to hack someone up in the middle of saying Divrei Torah. It doesn't matter what your reasons are. Someone's saying Divrei Torah, how could you do that? And he said that Dvar Hashem Baza. You're being revised to Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem Baza. That's a pasuk. You're being revised to Dvar Hashem, you can't do it. There's no justification. So in Tells, for all the generations, the Chassan speaks, he finishes from beginning to end. Now, if you're not in Tells, this Chassan's very busy, and he doesn't know he's a presence of mind. They'll be nervous. So he doesn't have time to make a shtickle Torah. But he doesn't have what to worry about, because he starts out saying the Rambam Zakht, and then his friends go, oh, Ajisham, and you hack him up. And he says, and the Ravid, and they all hack him up, and he's putter. So his father-in-law thinks he's a Talmud Chacham because he knows the words Rambam and Ravid. he is a Talmud Chacham, which is like, Osher Kein and Shalom. And he has his drasha. But he never has to say it. And everyone's happy. But it tells you, no one hacks you up. And if someone does try, the Rosh Hashivas hack that guy up from hacking people up. They hack up the hackers. Yeah. So it tells when you speak, you have to prepare. And you have to say. And it's a very big achrayis. You're in front of your rebbeim, in front of your chaverim. And nobody wants to be thought of as a fool. And not a rabbi, you want to say shtickle so that it's roi, you know, for it's right for a chassan. He's saying a chassan Torah. It's a chassan shtickel Torah. And I said, I had two rufrufs. I had an rufruf in Cleveland and a rufruf in Chicago. I had a rufruf in Cleveland because my last Shabbos day I made an rufruf. I had a rufruf in Chicago because I'm from Chicago. And I had it in Tells. I had a Shavuot Brachos in Chicago because I live in Chicago. I had a Shavuot Brachos in Cleveland because that was the last Shavuot Brachos before I went back into Olam HaTorah. So I had four times that I had to say shtickler. I prepared my head off. You're saying in front of Gdeli Elam, in front of your friends. I don't know which one is scarier. And until they'll even hack you in the middle. It's like there's no... that. It was an avoda, but it was a very worthwhile avoda. So my brother-in-law had a kasha. Yachad b'chassin, it's not nice to talk about chassin, whatever your reasons are, but he's speaking, let him talk. There's got to be a good reason why you do it. Well, you do it to entertain the island, that's not, you know, you're eating his food, you're at his simcha, and you're hacking him up. He said, the Torah says, he's saying Shtickle Torah so everyone will know that, the Suda is a Suda's mitzvah. Because if the girl's marrying an Amoritz, if it's a Bas Tam HaChacham Amoritz, the Suda is not a Suda's mitzvah. And the Chassam wants everyone to know that the Suda is a Suda's mitzvah. When they eat the food is mamish from a Suda's mitzvah. So if he doesn't say anything, so the Mechayish is an Amoritz. So he says a Shtickle Torah. So you can see, he's a Tam HaChacham, and now the Suda is a Suda's mitzvah. So Peter's halacha, so you can understand why the chassan says a shtickle Torah to begin with. He doesn't have to say it. Let somebody, you know, you're supposed to have the retired by suda, but why does he have to be the one? Let someone else say it. But no, the chassan is saying it because Emil Weizen, he wants to advise, he wants to show, he wants to demonstrate that this is a suda's mitzvah. So why do you hack him up? Because you know he's a Talmud Chacham. So you tell him, stop, you don't have to prove it. We know it's a Siddur's mitzvah. You hack him up, he doesn't have to prove to anybody that it's a Siddur's mitzvah. He's a Talmud Chacham, it's a Bas Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham. It's a Siddur's mitzvah, you don't have to do it. So my brother-in-law had two kashas on this. It's a nice word. You hack him up because he doesn't have to show you anything. There were two kashas on this. If that's true, so why do you hack him up by singing? You should hack him up by... Ja! You know. Enough! We hear, fine, you know. Ah!
Boo!
Ja! Not boo. Yay! The Tzeta Kashi is if you're hacking him up because you know he's a Talmud Chacham already, he's your friend. So then why do you wait until he starts and then you stop him in the middle? He gets up to speak. Make him sit down. Sit down! Hey, sit down there. My father said in every show there was a guy, he had a job. He said, what's his job? He's the Heisadanda. So I said, what does he do? Someone stands up and makes like a tumble. He says, Heisadanda. Yeah! The chassan gets up. So everybody goes, sit down! Why do you wait for him to start? You wait until he starts the Shtickle Torah. And then why do you sing? You want to interrupt somebody. You sing, it doesn't make sense. So he says, Taka, good kasha. So he slugs up the pshat. So what's Taka the pshat? Ella. Ella means new pshat. He says, really? You don't know whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not. So you wait until he starts talking because then you can listen to what he has to say. And you listen long enough to know whether he's a Talmud Chacham or he's an Amoritz. After a little while, you say, oh, he's talking Amoritz. Forget it. This is never going to be a Suda's Mitzvah. If he keeps talking, it's not going to be a Suda's Mitzvah. The only way for it to be a Suda's Mitzvah is if we sing. So he starts singing his Mirza Shishbachas.
They became the mayor of class.
Now you can understand Tal. See? Tal's makes sense. Now my uncle Shmuel, he learned in Tells, but he got married, it was many years later. He wasn't in Tells anymore. He was already a seventh grade rabbi. When he got married, he was already teaching. And he knew that one Shavuot Brachos is going to be in Tells, and you got to have a good shtickle. So he asked Reb Leib Box. Reb Leib Box was one of the G'dayli Rosh Yeshivas in America. He was in Altamira, and he lived in Detroit. He had a yeshiva called Beis Yehuda in Detroit. The Leib Box was one of the Lamdani Adar. So he said, Rabbi, I'm going to be in Tells. I need a shtickle for Tells. You know, I'm going to speak in front of my Rebbe. He gave him a shtickle. But the Rishivas were also going to be Berchasna. So he couldn't use the Shtickle Berchasna. Because then when he comes to Tells, he'd have to say the Shtickle. Yeah, they spoke Berchasna. Tells is give a Shtickle Tayyar Berchasna. This is.
I'm not going to.
I got. I didn't give a shtickle to Mechasna. I didn't, you know, Mechasna wasn't in Tells. I didn't think I'd get away with it. I made a scene by Mechasna. And Baba Kama. And Rav Gifter was so happy. They made a scene by Mechasna. By the Kabbalah's bottom. He said, Chasna got mit the Torah. You got married with the Torah. You had a Chasna and the Torah as your bride. And that was worth it just to make him happy. Mit Hashem, try it. You generally know when the chasna is going to be. You have enough time to make a scene. It's a beautiful zach, and they don't hack you up. No one hacks up a scene. But my uncle, he was going to have to say Shtekel Torah. He says it by the chasna. He won't be able to say it by the Shavu Brachas and Tals, because they'll have heard it. So he told his friends that when he gets up, he's going to start saying the Shtekel. When I get up, hack me up.
Hack him up.
Yeah. It's friends. We had friends. He got up there by the Kabbalah's partner. He said, the day the Yaralim were there, Rav Moshe Feinstein was there, Rav Chaim Pepper Scheinberg was there. There were big people there. And Rav Baruch Saratzkin was also there. Rav Baruch Saratzkin, at the time, was a young Rosh Hashiva. He wasn't the age of Rav Moshe. He wasn't their age. He definitely wasn't the same caliber. I mean, he was young. And it wasn't in Tells. The wedding was in New York. There's a thing about Tells you have to know. Tells believes that they own the whole world. The whole world is Tells. It's just they don't know it yet. They own everything. And by the chasna, my uncle got up, and he started saying shtickel. And then his friends started hacking up. And Rabach got up. He didn't care that he was in front of people that were bigger than him. He says, "Done, Tells! Here in Tells, Mehakni Shtabdim Chosin." This is Tells. It's at the Hall of New York. And his friends ran out. All the way to said, "Shtickle." He said, "Some friends. You know, I tell them to do me a favor, and they're afraid of a Tellser. You know, whatever. It wasn't their Rebbe. They weren't Tellsers." He said, "They didn't realize. They ran to get the band." And they brought the band in, and they told the band to start playing. And they told the band, "If you don't play now, you're not going to get paid." And the band, they weren't scared of Rabach Saratzkin. And he didn't say a shtickle.
Great stuff.
The Hal Baida. So they were kaveya in the next year, a year after the Nes. It took a whole year, a year after the Nes. They were kaveya halalayda. In time, the Nes bad laka. It was a miracle. Shalaitia b'teila ad laka. That if it wasn't for the Nes, then for 8 days they wouldn't have lit the menorah in the base of English. Because it would take 8 days to press new oil. So let's say the Nes hadn't happened. So 8 days, they'd be without it. Hey, Kevin Hanukkah? So you make a yomtiv because there's a mitzvah that you're able to keep, which without the miracle you wouldn't be able to keep. That's a reason for a yomtiv. It's interesting. You make a yomtivim for being able to keep a mitzvah? Since when do you make a yomtiv for being able to keep a mitzvah? There's got to be some havana to this. Without the miracle, there would have been an anus rachmana patre. It wouldn't have been an avera. They can't do it. Listen, the yivanim that came in, they're in time of all the oil. There's one jug left. It's for one day. They did what they lit it for one day. They did what they can. 7 days, they're going to be without it. They're anus. And Hashem performed a miracle that Hashem wanted that they should light every day. So Hashem made a miracle that they were able to light from the soil 8 days instead of 1 day. So you make a Yom Tov because you're not an honest. Shmashachayim loydes lahalo. So kasher nasal neish b'shvil atzalasoi. The chiyuv, there is a chiyuv to be mahalo, to be moida. That's when you save. Abba tzrichim lahoydes. There's a din. There's a chiyuv v'ayda. Supposed to get 10 people together. You make a birchas hagaymel. Somebody was sick and he recovered. Someone was in the Beis Asurim and he got out. Someone was in the sea. There's a din of Birchas HaGaymo, there's a Chiyuv HaHayda. A nace happened to a person in a certain place. So every time he passed the place, he barks, Asal Nes, Mamakam Azeh. And these are all Sibas of Hatzalah. But if a nace happens to enable a person to do a mitzvah, that's not a reason to make a yom tov, to be kaveh or something. It's almost like the nes is a personal benefit. When someone's in danger and they get saved, that's a personal benefit. When a nation's in danger and the danger passes miraculously, that's a benefit. We got something. But mitzvahs is not personal gain. We don't get something from mitzvahs. You know the klal mitzvahs lav lehanes nitnu? Ever a mitzvah lav lehanes nitnu? Let's say a guy makes a nether, he's not going to get hana from a shafer. Why do you make such a nether? I don't know. He made a nether, he's not going to get hana from the shafer. Rosh Hashanah comes and he blows the shafer. Was he over his nether? The Mishnah says he's not over his nether. Because he made a net, he's not going to get hana from the shofar. He didn't get hana from the shofar. He got a mitzvah from the shofar. A mitzvah is not personal benefit. Hashem did not give us mitzvahs for our personal benefit. Hashem gave us mitzvahs to follow his tzivui.
For our personal benefit.
No, that's not what's given. There's schar, you know, but that's not the mitzvah.
Mitzvah is
lav lehanas nitnu. The mitzvah is not given for the purpose of us having hana.
I thought that was the special aspect in the Torah, is the mitzvahs and the following.
About Sakharish Baruch and the Zakas, this is well. The Fika Kherbal and Tara mitzvahs. There's a spirit, you know, there's a. Mitzvah is Avodas Hamakim. The Ikkar of a mitzvah is that you inevit Sakharish Baruch, Rachmana Matikul. The Torah says blow. That's why they're given. I don't know, but the Mishnah says, "Al tu yikavanu ramisham shemisarav amenas lekabel pras." When you do the mitzvah, you're not supposed to have in mind that you're an eved that's doing something for his master, for the purpose of getting something. Hashem gives you something anyway. It's a different surah. It's almost like, you know, say a king, once upon a time there was a king. He lived far, far away in a castle. And then the king tells his servants, do this, and if you do this, they say, what do we get? Just do it. Trust me. Just do it. And then they do it. Why? Because he's the king, and he told them. And then he gave them a reward afterwards. So even though there's a reward afterwards, that wasn't the ikkar. That's a secondary thing. It's not the ikkar. The ikkar is do it. If the king decides that because you did, he's going to give you something. So that's not the ikkar. That's not the ikkar of the mitzvah. The ikkar of the mitzvah is avodas hamakom. The ikkar of the mitzvah is to be selfless. It's not selfish. And therefore, the neder doesn't cover it. Because when you make a neder, not to have enough from the shofar, that's referring to blowing the shofar, like blowing music from the shofar, something that's for your personal benefit. Being yetzer the mitzvah to shofar is not considered personal benefit, even though in the end it might lead to it, but that's not the reason why the mitzvah was given, okay?
Does it matter the guy's kavana when he made the neder?
Well, this is the stam kavanas b'nei adam. Do you understand, Yanni? Mitzvah lav lehanes nitnu. The mitzvah wasn't given for our personal benefit. That's not the reason why it was given. We could get some benefit, but the reason why it was given, it's meduik. Mitzvah lav lehanes nitnu. So zok the maral. If you get saved, you make a haidus lahal, you make a yamtev. You do a mitzvah, we didn't get anything from it. What'd you get from it? It's a starker kasha. Talks about this elsewhere in one of his other sfarim, as he says, as you said, that there is, in the end, there is something you can gain from the mitzvah, but that's not what the mitzvah is given for. What's the teretz? If you advam shabi yarn lamalo, kikavana se yavana levapla tarev akdusha shay yisrael. Klai Yisrael had something that Yavana didn't have access to. They had Torah. The Yavana didn't have access to Torah. They had Kedusha, that means they were able to rise above this world. The Yevanim couldn't do that. And the Yevanim were Bali Sechel. So they wanted to be the ultimate in Sechel. And no one should have more than what they have. No one should have what they don't have. And they managed to say, if we can't have what Klal Yisrael has, so we're going to move out to Klal Yisrael. Now if you're second place, and you want to be first place. So one way of doing it is trying harder. The other way of doing it is eliminate the opposition. Okay, first place. Kamitzah lana hi amayla sitz elokis. And Yevanim don't relate to mitzvahs because the only reason why anybody would do a mitzvah in the first place is because there's some higher purpose. Mitzvahs don't make sense in this world. Commands don't make sense in this world. Commands means there's a commander. Who's the commander? I don't see him. He's somewhere beyond this world. So when someone does a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah is making a statement. I'm doing it because I have to, because I'm being commanded to by a commander. So when you do a mitzvah, you're automatically transcending this world, which is really awesome. You're automatically transcending this world. Bavadi bitla tayru bitla Yisrael, and Yevanim tried to wipe out the relationship that Klal Yisrael had with Tayru. If you wipe out the relationship that Klal Yisrael has with Tayru, so then Klal Yisrael loses their uniqueness as a nation, just like anybody else. So Yilav, Rabbi Yeshi says, Yilav hayuma kami yesi ike b'shuka. If it were not for the day of Matan Tayru, how would there be a lot of Yeshis in the marketplace? So the individuality of Klal Yisrael, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, would be bottled if they're bottled from the Torah. And if Klal Yisrael doesn't have a special, unique role as Mekabel Torah, Kol Olam Hayah Batel. The whole world has no point to it. That's the aside. The pasuk says, "Im Lei Shemayim V'Aretz, Im Lei Brisi Shemayim V'Aretz, were it not for my covenant that you're supposed to learn Torah day and night, Kukas Shemayim V'Aretz Lei Samti." The statutes of the heaven and earth, I never would have placed them. So the Yevanim are trying to destroy the world. The cop? The Yevanim are going to destroy the world. They didn't realize it, but they're destroying the world. So Hashem did a miracle. The purpose of the miracle was not so Klal Yisrael could do the mitzvah of lighting in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the reason why Hashem did the mitzvah. Because he's not giving Klal Yisrael anything. Mitzvah is not giving somebody anything. There's no personal gain. Because Baka performed the Nes, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah Torah. It's one of the mitzvahs. Shabbat Yevanim Levatla Torah, mitzvah Sam Yisrael. Because Yevanim wanted to break the relationship to Klal Yisrael with the Torah. The mitzvah Zayish Gam can even be some, that's number one. So you have a normal situation that a guy is on a desert island and he's away from, he can't light Chanukah, he can't light a Chanukah menorah. And then he finds a little bit of coconut oil on the island and it lasts for 8 days. You would never make a yom tov for such a thing. Because even without that nace, so he wouldn't do the mitzvah. He wouldn't do the mitzvah, because the coconut oil only lasted for one day, it did 8 days. But he still has a connection to the Torah, just he's an accident, he's an honest. You tried to do the mitzvah, you tried to do everything, because of your circumstances, you can't do it. That doesn't break your relationship with the Torah and the mitzvahs. You're still very connected with the Torah, you're connected to the mitzvahs. It's just you're an honest. But the relationship is exactly the same whether you did the mitzvah or not. And why is that? Because the only reason why you're not doing it is because you don't have the oil. But if you'd have it, you would definitely do it. I mean, avada, if a guy sits there and he says, yay, now I don't have to spend all that time doing the chanukah and areas and pata and bananas. That guy is a relationship issue. Then there is. But instead, if he says, he looks over the whole island, he's trying to find everything, anything that burns, he lights it up. He's trying, he's knocking stones together, he's rubbing wool, he found out flint, he saw somebody's big lighter that someone chucked, he's going at it, and it doesn't work, only one day and that. The relationship's the same. Why should the relationship be any different? Because it's honest. But that's not what was going on with the Yavanim. The Yavanim were being successful. They were ripping people away from Torah mitzvahs. They were getting them not to care. Well, what's the nusach in Al-Nisim? Lashkicham Terasecha. They were causing them to forget the Torah. How do you cause someone to forget the Torah? Obliviate, right? Obliviate. How do you cause someone? How could I cause you to forget something? I can cause you to forget something?
Traumas
in my head. You can't, right? Go, take something out of your head and throw it in the garbage can.
So you're interested in something else.
Right. The way you get, because you remember things that are important to you, and things that aren't important to you, you don't remember. So if the terrorist system is an important value system, then you don't forget anything. How could you forget do you forget your head? Do you forget your leg? It's important to you. It's a part of you. You don't forget could you forget your pace? These are things that are mamash important. They're chashu. They're part of you. But if they have another system, and the other system is attractive, so then terror is less important. Torah gets pushed down a notch. So then, Mashki Mimela, you don't assign it as much importance. And it becomes forgotten. That's Lashki from Torah Secha, is that they intruded on the relationship, the clash I had with the Torah. So Torah didn't have the same importance to them, the same. It wasn't an integral part of their being. And then really, they started forgetting pieces of it. That's what happens when something's done important, you forget it. So they're affecting the relationship. They're affecting the chibur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had enough oil for one day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled them to light it for 8 days, depending on which shot you're learning, to which terrace you're learning, the Beis Yeshus Kasha. But they're unable to light for 8 days. He wasn't enabling them to do a mitzvah. Hashem was performing a miracle to reestablish the relationship between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his people. Hashem is showing them that your relationship with me is so strong that I don't even want to let you go 7 days without this link, this beautiful link, this beautiful bond that we have with each other. And even though Alpidin, you're Pater, Alpidin, there's nothing wrong. Okay, you can't light the Neiris, learn Hilkas Neiris. Learn the Sugis. Do something, you can't light it, learn the Sugis. Learn the Divrei Torah about it. Hashem says, I don't want that. He doesn't want it. The Yivanim, they drove a wedge between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, that ends now. And it wasn't just the mitzvah of, it could have been any mitzvah, correct? But it was Dafka Mitzvah in the next step, okay? It was Dafka Mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. Could have been any mitzvah. The Yavanim, they were Mavatal many mitzvahs from Klal Yisrael. Shabbos, Mishkadosh, and Bismil. But the Nes manifested sub Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. So Kol Kavanasi Yavanim Mavatal Teira Sichlis Rakdush Ma Yisrael. They wanted to be Mavatal Teira, which is Sichlis, and Kedushim Yisrael, Ika Kedushim Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the place which rises above this world. So we're not celebrating the ability, the restoration of the ability of doing a mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. We're celebrating the victory of those that refuse to be ripped away from their Creator, ripped away from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's like Zelu Mazer, you say Mida Knegan Mida, that the Hashmonaim and those that followed them refused to let the Yavanim break the relationship, and then they, in an extreme shove, Mesiris Nefesh, they slept, you know, they mamash drew the people after them. They had to draw them away from the Yavanim. And when people saw that the Cheshmonaim were willing to, you know, rabim v'ad miyatim, that they're willing to give up their life to keep the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was suicidal. And they didn't care, because they loved Hashem so much that there's, you know, there's no life. So they became enthused. So they mamash saved Klal Yisrael. They reconnected Klal Yisrael. And Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the derech the Hashmonaim, they reconnected Klal Yisrael. So Hashem mitzidai. Hashem did his part, and he kept the mitzvah going. So that's a reason for that is a reason for Yom Tov. That is a reason for Yom Tov. That's a reason for Yom Tov. Das ist ein Yom Tov.